A word for you from Isaiah 45 verse 5. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me. Here the Lord speaks words that are eternally relevant, because there is a constant challenge to the authority of God. This is spoken in the time of Cyrus, an enemy of God, and yet the Lord says, he is my instrument, though he was a godless man. That's why at the end of the verse the Lord said, I equip you though you do not know me. The fearful thing was that he was going to be used by God for his purposes, and yet he did not know God. What a pity if you do not love the Lord, and yet you are being used by God for his purposes, and you have not understood, like the Lord says here at the beginning of the verse, I am the Lord. This is the very ABC of Christianity, is to understand that there is no other. The Lord alone is God. In Romans 1, we find that Paul speaks there about those who are thankless, and because they're thankless, they begin to be hazy as to God's authority, and they begin to think that there are other authorities, such as just spontaneous evolution. Things just came and became things on their own, and they give thanks, therefore, to the wrong source. They praise, perhaps, the energy in the universe. Or many scientists today give thanks to the billions of years and the power of evolution. The Lord here says, I am the Lord. There is no other. He is the source of all things, even the source of those who do not know him. So you better start thinking straight and realize there is no real challenge to his authority. There are idols, there are different religions, different things that man creates to try and reach up to God. But it's only with God himself that he has reached down to man through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of his love and seeing you and me, he sent forth his only begotten Son to live for us, to die for us, to be raised from the dead for us. Do you believe in him? Is he the only God in your life?